Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 2, Week 3, God's Power and God's Wisdom. Monday, Related Verses, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 23 through 24, 26 through 29, and 31. Verses 23 through 24. But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Verses 26 through 29. For consider your calling, brothers, that there are not many wise according to flesh, not many powerful, not many well-born. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world, that he might shame those who are wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world, that he might shame the things that are strong. And the low-born things of the world, and the despised things God has chosen, things which are not, that he might bring to naught the things which are, so that no flesh may boast before God. Verse 31, that as it is written, he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Matthew 11, verse 19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her works. Colossians 2, verse 3. In whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. Related reading. The Christ who is the power of God and the wisdom of God for the carrying out of God's economy is the crucified Christ, a Christ who did not do anything to save himself. In man's eyes, if a person is crucified, he is deemed powerless because a powerful person would not allow himself to be crucified. Yet the Christ who is the power of God was crucified. Furthermore, from man's perspective, a wise person would find ways to avoid crucifixion. Yet the Christ who is the wisdom of God was crucified. In 1 Corinthians, Paul does not emphasize Christ's resurrection. Rather, he emphasizes the preaching of Christ crucified. No doubt both the Jews and the Greeks would have preferred to hear of a resurrected Christ. For Jews, this would have been a great miracle. The Greeks may have regarded a word about resurrection as very philosophical. In their quest for wisdom, they may have been interested to learn how a dead person could become alive again. Nevertheless, Paul preached a crucified Christ, a Christ who did not do anything to save himself. It was a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Greeks that Paul followed a crucified Christ. Praise the Lord that for us today, the crucified Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. God cannot save us apart from the crucifixion of Christ. According to the New Testament, God has no way to save anyone apart from the cross of Christ. In the universe, there are many kinds of problems. There are the problems of Satan, the world, and sin. There is also the problem of man. The man created by God for his purpose fell and became sinful. Other problems related to man are the flesh and the natural life. In addition, everything in the universe has become old. That is, it has become rotten, corrupt. Oldness indicates a shortage of life. Because of Satan, the world, and man with sin, the flesh, and the natural life, the whole universe, including the heavens and the earth, has become old, corrupt, ruined, and full of death. In addition to all these problems, there is the problem of the ordinances and regulations given by God for man's living. Therefore, the cross deals with the problems of Satan, the world, sin, man, the flesh, the natural life, illness, and ordinances. In order for these problems to be solved, it was necessary for Christ to be crucified. Before Christ could be crucified to solve all these problems, he had to put on human nature. This means that he had to become a man, a creature. By becoming a man, Christ became a creature. He took on human nature not only for the purpose of dying for us and of shedding his blood for our sins, but also for the purpose of solving the problems of Satan, the world, sin, fallen man, the natural life, the flesh, illness, and ordinances. Although Christ could have refused death by crucifixion, he was crucified. According to the human understanding, Christ was executed by others. However, his understanding of his death was different. In John 10, verse 11, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Concerning his life, the Lord went on to say in John 10, verse 18, "No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it again." His life was not taken from him. On the contrary, he gave up his life for us. Instead of fighting for himself, Christ accepted the death of the cross. He was willing to be crucified in order to accomplish redemption and solve all the problems in the universe. Christ crucified is a stumbling block to those who seek signs and foolishness to those who seek wisdom. But to us who believe, he is the power of God and the wisdom of God.